Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
How healthy is the cap situation for the Cleveland Browns? Is it real? Is it a myth? Zach Jackson joins us in studio.
And I ask him flat out, Andrew Berry and the Browns, are they smarter than everyone else?
It's coming up on the emerging podcast scene on 92.3 The Fan Extra on the free Odyssey app. We're brought to you by Extend Technologies, XTENDAV.com. Zach, can you hear me? No? Okay, we're good. Does it sound okay in there, Owen? Okay. We got Zach in studio right now, Zach Jackson from The Athletic. You can follow him on Twitter, at Akron Jackson, because he is also a kid from Akron. Zach, thanks for joining us. We're going to do a little double duty today. We're going to do about 15 minutes with Zach, and then we're going to switch it up, and Zach's going to have us in his podcast for however long you want, and we're going to talk about Deshaun Watson on that podcast. Because we have you, I don't want to sit here and talk about Deshaun Watson and then spoil everything we're going to talk about on yours.
On the A to Z, Anthony to Zach Jackson podcast.
Oh, that's what you want to do there.
You've been sitting on that one for 3 days.
I'm going to have a bit of a problem with it. Go ahead and fire away a question at Zach Jackson if you want to.
Well, what I am always impressed by is when we get into the nitty-gritty of the offseason, a lot of Browns fans correct me when I talk about the salary cap and say it's a myth. It certainly is a myth for Andrew Berry.
My reasoning is different.
I know yours is different, but it's Andrew Berry and the Browns have figured out. They're ahead of the curve. They knew that the cap was going up. They have adjusted accordingly. And I'm like, well, I'd like to think in 2024 that every NFL team that's responsible and serious as an NFL team and has a little bit of money behind them, that they also adequately prepare. And so I don't know. Is there a so you tell me, because you cover the league a lot more than we just watch and sit at home, do the Browns have some strategic advantage over the rest of the league with their method of dealing with the cap and with the Haslams and how they're willing to spend?
Yes, with the willing to spend gives them an advantage. Now, there does come into play planning, which obviously now for exactly 2 years, exactly 24 months, they've had to plan, right? They were smart in envisioning that it was going to take a significant jump. They were smarter for two reasons. One, the money that they were able to put up front. And two, they picked the right guys. That's what it comes down to. They gave Njoku basically guaranteeing these upcoming years and gave him all that money up front, and he had a breakout season. He gave it to Myles Garrett. He had a defensive player of the year season. With few exceptions, Betonio and Teller came out of the season healthy. They're as good as they get at their positions. The Browns have both of them. It gives them a chance, to do things as they continue to try to find a way in this offense. They feel really good about those guys, So is it something that nobody else is doing? No. But between the financial commitments and the long-term planning, yes, I do think they can. And the cap is real, but there are ways to delay it. There are ways to manipulate it with that cash, and there's ways to work around it. And they are trying to stay on top of every single way possible.
Well, everybody yesterday's using Buffalo as the example. Like they just hate Von Miller right now and that contract, even though they did a rework later in the afternoon. But they let go of, five guys on – four on that defense alone, and then
players.
They got rid of Mitch Morse, who's a – he was a – All-Pro in 2022, or at least a Pro Bowler.
And traded a backup offensive lineman.
Yeah, so there was a lot of movement being done with Buffalo. So, in that sense, obviously the cap has some implication there. But, Lima, you had mentioned that, hey, Buffalo's been good for 7 years.
Yeah, so they've had McDermott.
At some point.
They've had McDermott for 7 years. Obviously, they haven't had Josh Allen that entire time, but for 5 of the years, Josh Allen's been there. So they've been all in to win now for a while. now they're at that stage where they are fortunate to have an unbelievable QB because that helps them be able to shape their roster and turn it over. It's what the Kansas City Chiefs are going through or just went through last year. That was the least talented Kansas City, at least offensively, the least talented offense that they had had, and now they get to reset that.
So how certain can I be when I say, like, Buffalo has missed its first window with Josh Allen? Is that true, or what percentage?
I don't think so, because I can't tell you where Mitch Morse and Jordan Poyer are in their careers, but their ages, they're not 24 anymore.
True, yeah.
You know, this is not just they got their second contract and, oh, it was a miss, and that's why they're getting cut. They're getting cut because they have played a number of years because they're getting up there, and their numbers don't match, you know? So Miami obviously did not want to lose Christian Wilkins, but they have to. They had guys to pay, and they have guys to pay. Mm-hmm. They didn't want to lose Jerome Baker, the Cleveland kid, but they couldn't work out a number. And eventually, Browns will have to do that. What the Browns have been doing is taking zero-interest loans with the rising cap, pushing that money forward. And like when you looked, like I don't think they're going to cut Nick Chubb, and I don't think there was ever any intention to cut Nick Chubb. There's a reality where they have to admit to come into here, right? But when you just look at that chart of the Browns contracts, in the short term, there aren't many other complicated other than Nick Chubb because they've done that. So, you know, as guys get older and don't produce and whatever, which will happen, injuries do happen, and guys fall off in this league, you'll run into those.
Would they trade some of those guys before they get there?
Well, I think that was probably an intention or a way to get around it. I don't know what value those guys have. Certainly no more value than they have to the Browns.
Could we trade a known player here over the next month?
But probably don't have to.
Okay.
Yes.
Don't have to is a key. Like, would they do that for picks?
They could. And it's certainly something that I think could come into play. Because you're looking at Martin Emerson
starters
being extension eligible a year from now. Are you going to pay Newsom and Emerson with Denzel Ward still having all this money?
Probably
with the
cap not.
Going up, maybe you can.
Yeah.
You know, with the fabric of the team
but
being so
right
important.
Now, yeah.
You extended Delpit because he's a good player and because of the fabric of the team. That's probably why JOK deserves an extension.
That's a good point.
So eventually, you know, can you do that? What does Newsom bring back? What does Wyatt Teller bring back? The value to the Browns is much more. So they're not pitched. Is the cap a concern? Is it something that because they've for 2 years had to plan and they have planned well, that it's not like every hour of the day or having to hemorrhage starters? No, but eventually guys are not all going to be on this team.
Off the top of my head, Zach Jackson joining us in studio here during this podcast. Could you take a guy like, I don't know if that's going to work, but I'm going to throw his name out there anyway. Could you take a guy like Nick Harris and make him a backup lineman? Okay, they have some value, and they have a value to somebody because he's played the position of center admirably before, and he's an athlete. Could you swing that for a pick at some point?
Well, he's a free agent.
Him. Oh, gosh, that's right.
Yeah, so,
oh, geez, it's been that long already.
This is where you are. Like, I think, Ken, even though I think the door is open.
It's been 4 years for Nick Harris already.
Jesus. Even though I believe the door is open for, like, one big move here, a name that everybody knows, and a guy that becomes, like, a top player, I think it's more bring your own guys back, add in, you know.
Bring Nick Harris back?
Be smart, yeah. Well, can you bring Nick Harris and Michael Dunn back? You probably can't bring both of them back. Mm. Can you bring Taki Taki and Anthony Walker back? Maybe. But, you know, as again, as those guys get up there, you know, who's next? Where are you? Where are you spending your money?
I just can't, like, 4 years already for Nick Harris. I didn't even realize that. I'm sorry. That's totally my mistake. And, like, I blew the doors off Lima's head. I'm like, man, we're 8 years into this with Miles. We're 7 years into this with Denzel. Like, it's just, it went by so quick. Like, this build, because we've been constantly debating and getting emotional and blocking people on social media over the quarterback position.
Yeah.
Because it's, you know, we've tried to rob Peter to pay Paul on keeping that position viable, because if it wasn't viable, then 2016 and 17 just didn't matter.
Well, the other reason it feels so fast too is like the new era Browns have never been here, where you've had multiple guys that get here. Guys mm-hmm. have either disappeared or they flopped, and you've never had.
Yeah.
You know, you were taking dead cap hits to get rid of Justin Gilbert and Johnny Manziel.
Yeah.
You weren't taking dead cap hits because you extended the wrong guy. Like, you drafted the wrong guy, you know? Mm-hmm. And, like, mm-hmm. you brought in Whitner and Carlos Dansby. And, again, we're getting to almost 10 years on that, right? We are at 10 years on that. They worked, and then they didn't. There was a regime change, and older guys went, and you took. But at that point, the Browns constantly had all this money. And now they still have worked it. They feel really confident that they have as much as they need to create. But and they've been ahead of the curve. Eventually, you're going to have to make some of these tough decisions.
This is a question Lima wanted to ask, and we didn't know if it was going to get that many
reactions on the regular show. You mentioned, I mean, Carlos Dansby. I mean, I love Carlos Dansby, great guy. But, I mean, you're talking about some dark days.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Recently, even with the Cleveland Browns, do you think they've learned from those mistakes?
I think so, too. I think last year, in addition to the, obviously we need to fix the defensive line.
Yeah.
It was the fabric of the team matters, you know, and that's why Josh Dobbs came back, and that's why Anthony Walker came back. That's why I think Delpit got extended. And even when you look, you know, Dalvin Tomlinson, they hit a home run. He wasn't their first choice. They hit a home run. What else other than his body type and his production? Really good locker room guy, really good citizen. Like, that mattered. Juan Thornhill did not have a great year. You know, they liked the position that he played. They liked his reputation.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Okoronkwo comes in. This is what we want. This is what we want him to do. Really good locker room guy, really good citizen. So, yes, that absolutely matters.
Because it, like, there's so many, during that time, there's so many good guys that it's, like, the time's dotted with where, hey, Carlos, good guy. All that stuff. Jim Leonard catching punts, good guy. But you have a few good guys.
They still
guys.
Don't have a punt returner.
Yeah.
But it's a lot less because you have Miles Garrett and Denzel Ward.
Yeah, it's just because I just don't want to go back to running in place, Zach. Like, yeah. I understand that change is going to have to come here probably next offseason, the offseason after that. Mm-hmm. Who knows with the biggest position, but I just don't want to be running in place again because that felt terrible because I don't want to go back to 22 Solomon calls.
Right.
That's what I'm trying to avoid.
Well, speaking of running in place, that's a good way to put it. Like, here's the extra uncomfortable reality with the Chubb situation. However it works out, it's going to be a contract situation next year. Right? Yeah. Like, there just is. And we all hope, and we all, if there's one guy that can come back from this injury and be a really good running back, it's Nick Chubb. But then next year he'll be pushing 30 and have a contract situation. And that's whether he just takes a pay cut or they extend it over multiple years or whatever. Like, look, they hit those two early in free agency last year. They missed on John Johnson so bad that John Johnson still costs $8 or $9 million on this year's salary cap.
Mm-hmm.
Right? But Clowney's still on it. Zadarius is still on it, whether he's on the team. Like, they can classify that as, yes, it was a miss, but this is the cost of doing business, and we have aligned it to when the cap's going up. We to give us flexibility and maximize the talent on hand, we are willing to take these guys and do it. If they end up with an A player in free agency and he's on a one-year deal, it will be structured as a 3 or 4 year deal so they can stretch that out.
Yeah, can you? That's dummy years, right? Can you explain that?
Yeah, basically, void years is one way to do it, or you just. The team structures it so the bonus hits over a certain amount of time. Mm-hmm. So the player gets the bonus up front, and the player obviously gets his first year salary over the course of the season. But the rest of the bonus for the salary cap is prorated over the amount over the length of the contract.
Okay.
So when they acquired Zadarius, he still had 2 years, I think, left on his deal. But the deal was, we're going to do this, and we're going to restructure your contract to where, yes, you're still there for the years, but it's a 1 year. You're going to hit free agency next year, which they thought protected the team and the player. Obviously incentivized Zadarius, gave the team, if it didn't work out. And so whether he's on the team or not, he's going to cost $3 million this year. But with the cap going up, the Browns said, we're fine with that. Our books are in order. We're here. Like, all of these cuts in Buffalo, in Denver, it's because they finally had to come to that moment. The Browns didn't this year because of how they structured it. They can create $2 million by cutting Jordan Akins. There might be some guys further down the roster that just aren't in the plans and they'll look to move on from them. But the only complicated short-term contract is Nick Chubb.
Hmm.
All right, fans went from getting excited about T. Higgins, Mike Evans. Now there's talk of potentially trading for a Mike Williams. But it seems like more reasonably, what, Curtis Samuel? Who's the Chicago Bears
Darnell
dude
Mooney.
That cost them the game last
Darnell
year?
Darnell Mooney.
Right.
Can you give me something good to say? Because if they go and they sign that guy.
He's a fabric of the locker room guy.
Okay, that's good. Yeah. I can do that because all people are going to see is that he couldn't block. I said that to you on the phone. Right. Like, he couldn't block Cam Mitchell and he dropped the Hail Mary.
Yeah. So is that more realistic? And I got excited about Curtis Samuel because I think he can do what they thought. What they foolishly thought Elijah Moore could do, which is, hey, I can line him up here. I can simply hand the ball off to him. We can have an end around, or he can go run routes. I think he could be the perfect fit. Am I just being a Buckeye homer?
No, I think he's a potential fit. You know, he's a little bit older. He's going to have a market. There's so many teams looking for receivers, and that baffles me, guys, because like the spread offense has been in college forever.
Seven on seven, really good ones, all over the place.
Should be a million of them, but so many teams are looking. So these guys are going to get paid more than they're worth.
Do you understand
when my list comes out tomorrow? Darnell Mooney and Curtis Samuel are both going to be in the top of, like, just realistically what the Browns need and what the Browns have done.
That comes out tomorrow.
Yes.
Okay. As of Thursday, this is the 7th of March, by the way.
It'll be on the site Friday morning.
Yeah. Make sure you're reading that.
Monday afternoon is when everything gets going.
Do you understand how badly I wanted to jerk the wheel off the bridge when you said 7-on-7 and I want to talk about the kid getting suspended for the game for doing it 7-on-7? And I can see the look in your eyes where it's just like, let's just turn this into an hour-long podcast about the OHSAA.
This podcast could go that way.
I'm here. I got nothing. Well, I do have stuff to do. But
we didn't even get to the basketball tournament's expansion. My God, here we go. OHSAA, watch out.
This is taking an inordinate amount of time, it seems, here, this basketball tournament. Yeah. This is a long time.
But I did want to ask before, because I know we're going to be joining you on your pod. Just quickly, the Browns, you don't typically see a playoff team that doesn't get its coaches plucked. You don't see them have the turnover like the Browns do this year on their offensive staff. Why do you think that truly is? And the Callahan thing, notwithstanding, we understand why he finally left this year, although he had interesting comments from his son about, well, my dad said he was really happy last year, kind of noting that maybe he's not so happy this year. Either way, where do you think this came from? And I look at it as a potential good thing. I've seen other people say, well, this shows you that not a lot of guys want to be here with the Watson thing. Why do you think it happened?
Well, I think everything is driven by the Watson thing. And I think some of it is you have to get him going or else everyone's going to flop. But I think some of it is kind of what we said before. The Browns have just never been here. The staff has never made it to the fifth year. So, like, there is natural turnover. Like, coaching staff is a lot like free agency. Sometimes you hit, sometimes you miss, sometimes a guy's here for a year or two and moves on. Now, it usually is a promotion, as you said. Look, this feels like it was driven by above, in a couple cases, by above the head coach's head. I do not know that for sure. I've gotten pushback when I've presented that to people, but I think some of it is natural turnover. It's time, and fresh ideas, fresh voices are needed for certain position groups in the realm of things. I mean, to keep the staff together the way they did for those years, it doesn't really happen. It happens in some places, but it really doesn't. And like the Bengals have had a bunch of turnover this year. They were kind of the same way. Some of it was just time. You know, they had a longtime safeties coach leave to go be Deion's defensive coordinator. That guy just felt it was time for his career. You know, he would have been welcome back as the safeties coach. He would have been next in line to be their defensive coordinator if Lou ever got a job. Just wasn't. Brian Callahan got a job. They didn't make one promotion from the internal. It's kind of just how this thing spins. I mean, look, Ken Dorsey got fired in Buffalo in the middle of the season. And the head coach basically said himself it's not his fault. Just they were at a point that they needed a change. So someone, or more like multiple people in Berea, thought we needed a change on these fronts, and people got fired.
So is that like a guardrail type of thing? I know that we always make the jokes, but I don't. That does seem to be pretty interesting. It's like, hey, man, about every 4 years, you better have something. You better be ready to move on because it could be you next time. Like, that's interesting.
To paraphrase Andrew Berry, continuity matters and continuity helps, but continuity that does not mean 100% everyone stays. Like, you need whatever business you're in, you need fresh ideas and voices, and things are always moving. So you're either keeping up or you're not.
That's outstanding. Zach Jackson, find him on Twitter at Akron Jackson. Again, that list coming out tomorrow on The Athletic. We're going to switch it up. We're going to do his podcast coming up here very shortly, but that's recorded. It's not going to be live, right? I don't think it's going to be live. So that is recorded. We're brought to you by Extend Technologies, XTENDAV.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.